Top of the sixth, Frank Fabian will return to the mound for the Jets. He has given them a lot of length in the start today. Pitches thrown through the first five innings of work. Seven runs, five of them earned. Two walks, two strikeouts, and he will face Jarrett Hermann here in the top of inning number six. We'll chop one foul here, 0-2. Hermann 0-2. He flied to left field and grounded out to shortstop. It was a nice play his last time up by Riley Kujawa at short. 0-2 is upstairs from Fabian. One, two. Good looking pitch, but a little bit low. And a nice job by Jarrett Hermann to stay away from it. Would have been tough to do anything with that pitch. Instead, it's 2-2. Fouls another one back. Two, two outside, full count. Another one that doesn't miss by a lot, but just not quite there enough. And again, plate discipline from Jarrett Hermann. Payoff pitch, lifted foul again. Fabian trying to put away Hermann. Instead, ball four inside.
Is the aux-in volume? Turn that up as well. So the volume you like. And then is the master volume, the moon switch.
And Travis Olson just warned the Jet dugout. Lance Spongberg was protesting a little bit. He asked for some clarification on that pitch's location, which it looked low and in to me. But, again, it's been a frustrating day in terms of maybe getting calls with two strikes for the Jets. A quick check of first, and that one was tight. The first check there by Fabian. Hermann was back in plenty of time. The second there was tight. And now Hermann is high alert at first base. Trenton Berry up at the plate. He will take a strike. Chilly Sunday here in Wichita. Again, temperatures approaching 40 degrees, but the wind has made it a little cooler today out of the north. This time of year, that wind out of the north not only makes it cold, but it pushes things typically out towards right field. As things warm up in March and April, especially here, a lot of the time the wind will come from the south and we will get some high-scoring ball games. The 330 fence out to left, we'll see a lot of action. Washburn has hit a couple of homers this weekend. using that right field breeze to their advantage. Most recently back in the second inning from Chase Luttrell, who's in the on-deck circle right now. Ball and two strikes here to Trenton Berry with no one out. And again, Jarrett Herman is standing just past first base. Took a aggressive secondary lead. Pitch misses away, 2-2. Strike three called. Froze the batter in Berry. Big first out for the Jets. Now Chase Luttrell again with one out and one on. He's reached base both times today. A homer, as we mentioned, and a single. He's driven in three runs. Strike called, runner goes, and in safely is Herman at second base. Up and away this time from Fabian. Again, Frank has given the Jets some length today. Now 5 1/3 innings, but he's up over 90 pitches now, so his time is limited. Love to get through this top of the sixth inning. Still try to keep this deficit at 7-4. Popped up. Foul ground around first base. Caden Dawson is there. He'll make the catch. And there are two gone. Trey West now 0-for-2 on the day with a pair of flyouts. One to left and one to center. We'll see how Fabian attacks him here with a long look towards second. That one's a little up and in. West stood there and froze in place. It looked like it might catch his left shoulder. And as we mentioned, it bent back down closer to the zone but stayed a little upstairs. That one off the handles. Towards the right side, foul. Runner goes. Ground ball to third. Eli had the play, the ball gets out of his glove. He's injured, and now a run will score. The Jets had the out recorded as Eli gloved the grounder, tagged the runner, but again, Jarrett Herman collides with Nick Eli, who is still feeling the pain from that one, and it kicked the ball out of the glove and leads to a run scoring. That is another tough luck play there for the Jets. Again, as I've mentioned it a couple of times, Nick Eli has had a tough weekend at third base. He's made a couple of mistakes. That was not one of them. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. The ground ball led him right at the runner, and he went to apply the tag and just got kind of trucked through, which is certainly not illegal or anything, but it did knock the ball out, and it brings a run home. Fabian had made a play towards second, but nobody was covering the bag. Ian Luce back up at the plate, a leadoff man for Washburn. And he shoots one deep down the right field line, foul. A loud strike one. Fabian trying to get out of the jam. Turn things back over to Newman's offense here in the sixth. Ground ball hard through the right side past the diving Birch and into right field for the hit. Again, a run will score, and the lead extends. And that will be the day for Frank Fabian. As Washburn leads 9-4, Lance Spongberg out of the dugout. He will make the pitching change in a moment. This pitching change is brought to you today by Village Travel, the official transportation provider of the Newman Jets. We'll step aside for just a moment and get you the new arm when we return here on the MIAA Network. New arm for the Newman Jets is number 15, John Schuberg. Schuberg be making his second appearance of the series. Tossed 3 2/3 innings on Friday, giving up just one hit and one unearned run. Walked one, struck out three. Earned a really tough loss. His first result of the season in now what will be his fifth outing here, all out of the pen. But Schuberg has tossed 8 innings this year with a 0.00 earned run average, allowing just 2 hits, 8 strikeouts, 2 walks, and he will take on the second baseman here in Mervosh. Washburn leading 9-4, 9 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the Ichabods, 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for the Jets. 2-0 quickly here from Schuberg to Mervosh. Ball 3 low. Trying to get Newman out of this sixth frame. 3-0 in for a strike. And it's been a tough go at times in the field this weekend for the Jets, but I think the full encapsulation was what took place at third base just a bit ago. Nick Eli made a nice play as he goes down to a knee and makes this one and delivers the throw to end the inning. But he gloved the grounder, tried to tag the runner. The two collide. The ball gets knocked away, rolls down the third base line, and scores a run. And it leads to a second run coming in moments later. And that is how Washburn has a 9-4 lead. We head to the bottom of the sixth. Ichabod's in front here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Bottom of the sixth here in Wichita, 9-4 Washburn. The Ichabods have scored the game's last four runs over the last three innings. Newman got to within 5-4, but it's one in the fourth, one in the fifth, two in the sixth for Washburn. As Thomas Munn will lead off Newman's home sixth frame. Munn is 1-for-2 with a single his last time up. And he will take on Strash, who worked a very quick fifth inning in relief for Washburn. That one skips back. Munn fouls one away. One ball, two strikes. And that one plunks Munn on the noggin. And he shrugs it off and heads down the line. That you could hear the plunk from here. But Tom, unfazed, down to first base. Riley Kujawa in the nine hole, looking for his first hit today. Takes a ball inside. Kujawa, the freshman from Murrieta, California, went to Murrieta Valley High School. And he's ahead 2-0. Now ball three, low and away. And again, Strash had a two-strike count on Thomas Munn before plunking him. It's been a couple consecutive misses now, and maybe that has gotten in his head a little bit after what was an effortless, essentially, three up, three down fifth. But he shakes it off here and delivers a strike, 3-1, to Kujawa. And Riley pops one up in a shallow right field. Couple of Ichabods coming together, but in right field it is Reisenhoover who makes the play. One down. That is never an easy place to field a pop-up. Behind first, where it's a difficult play going backwards for the first baseman. It's a long run for the second baseman towards the line and a longer run oftentimes for the right fielder. But Reisenhoover saw it the whole way, tracked it down. Line drive tailing in right again. Reisenhoover makes the play. He'll throw towards first, but back safely is Thomas Munn. But Reisenhoover in right field has made a number of nice plays this afternoon. He has been tested plenty. Colin Morris now with two down in the bottom of the sixth. Now for Reisenhoover, I've tallied him up. Five plays in right field in this game so far, and he's made several more in the two previous games. Strash with the delivery, and it's upstairs. 2-0 to Colin Morris. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Morris just looking for that one swing that kind of ignites the fire. He's got all the potential in the world. You can see it in how he composes himself and how he manages himself in the box. As this one skips away, Munn will head down to second base on the wild pitch. And it's 3-1 to Morris. But he has yet to truly connect on a ball. And we're all kind of waiting on the edge of our seat for when it does happen, because you can see it from Morris. The potential there. And he will take strike two, and again was already on his way down the line towards first. And that's the second time he's done that today. Morris has, as we mentioned, walked a lot this season. Hard grounder, gloved, a nice play at shortstop. Barry, Thomas Munn leaped out of the way of that ball, nearly took him out at the feet. But it's never easy to make a play when a ball's hit that hard, let alone when you're dodging a base runner. But Barry stuck with it, makes the glove and the throw, and turns away the Jets in the sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors. A man left, and it is 9-4 Washburn as we head to the seventh here in Wichita. Top of the seventh here in Wichita. Washburn leading Newman 9-4. First baseman in Easton Wasinger will lead off the frame. Two hits for him, a single and a double today. He has scored a run. Driving in another. John Schuberg came on in relief to end the sixth inning. It's a cut and a miss here for strike two. Wasinger may have gotten just a thread of that baseball, but not much. And he does just get a piece here to stay alive. One, two, is low. Broadcast today brought to you by the Newman Jets app, available for free to Apple and Android users. Live stats, audio streams, and more on the Newman Jets app. You can tune in to our audio network broadcasts right at the tip of your fingers. This ball three is upstairs, and the count runs full. We'll have basketball this week, Thursday and Saturday, homecoming, and then senior day for the Jets on the hardwood. Ball four low from Schuberg. But Newman's basketball teams will take on Northwest Missouri State on Thursday. And then on Saturday, we'll take on Missouri Western. Wrap up their seasons. Final week of hoops here in Wichita. low from Schuberg again, this time to Brant Beebe. That one just gets the outside edge. Evens the count at a ball and a strike. Now fouled back for strike two. As our basketball coverage wraps up, though, this week, it will heat up for spring sports with obviously baseball and softball, too. Especially as we get into the month of March. Ground ball up the middle. Kujawa will glove and step on second himself. And toss to first for the double play. So nobody on now with two down. Levi Reisenhoover will dig in. After today, we will have no Jet baseball until the right before spring break, right before St. Patrick's Day. Deep fly ball here just in front of the warning track. Caught in right field by Kanan Kaku, and that is a quick inning for Schuberg. He walks the leadoff man but faces the minimum, and we will head to the bottom of the seventh with our score at 9-4 here at McCarthy Field. Back in just a moment on the MIAA Network. Bottom of the seventh here in Wichita, 9-4 Washburn, as Newman's offense will come back to the plate. They will have a new pitcher to work against as Washburn brings in number 11, Brian Wamsher.
Okay. It's in the office plugged in, the charger.
Wamsher this season in his junior campaign will be making, let me file through my stats here, his third appearance in relief. A zero ERA in 1 1/3 innings. Hasn't had to work much, but has been efficient, facing just four batters in total. Three strikeouts of those four at bats. And a quick ground out to second by Anthony Canavino. Newman trying to rally back. Have not scored since back in the bottom of the third. Kanan Kaku due up next, followed by Zach Becker for the Jets. And Kaku will take a strike. That pitch got all the way back to the screen here, 1-1. Wamsher, the righty, whips another one towards the plate, but it is wide, 2-1. And up and in, ball three to Kanan Kaku, the native Hawaiian. Three-one in for a strike. Kaku was taking there. Didn't look like he had much of an intention to swing. But now he will work against a full count. and takes ball four low. One out walk for Zach Becker, who's been on base twice. A walk and a hit by pitch.
Now batting number 33, Zach Becker.
Becker, generally a catcher by trade. He played first base on Friday, but in the DH role today, flares one foul and out of play towards the third base side. Now he gets one down the third base line, but rolls just foul, scooped up at third base on that left side of the line. And it's 0-2. So Wamscher peeks at the runner, now brings it home, cut on and missed, strike three. Two down in the inning for Justin Birch. Birch, two home runs on the year coming into this weekend. He had one on opening day in Newman's comeback win at Northwestern Oklahoma State. Really cemented the win in that game. Newman had already taken a 6-5 lead in the 10th inning. But he gave the Jets plenty of insurance in that 8-5 victory. One and one after a strike call. Fouled straight back. One, two pitch coming here. Lifted in the air out towards right, twisting in the breeze. Reisenhuber working against it, and he dropped it. He dropped it. Throw goes towards second, and a run will score on the double by Justin Birch. A stroke of luck there helps things out. But the Jets will take it and get a run on the board. 24, Caden Dawson. We're going to review that. I had to bring in the squad to make sure my ruling was right. I wrote a double, but I knew it was iffy. Officially, Daphne Williams, the official scorekeeper, is ruling it an error. So, direct any complaints in her direction. Line drive right back up the middle by Caden Dawson. That will score a run as well. As Birch comes in from second, Newman all of a sudden with two runs on the board. And Thomas Munn with another opportunity.
That one for the Jets, number 39, Thomas Munn.
He has singled today and been hit by a pitch. His last time up, he led off the sixth inning by getting smacked right on the top of his noggin. High hopper over towards shortstop. Long throw across is Not in time. They'll say that the first baseman, Wasinger, came off the bag. And the inning will continue. Wow. So an infield hit. And Washburn in the field still looking a little bit unsure. So now the tying run comes to the plate for Riley Kujawa. Two on and two out here in the bottom of the seventh. And a strike taken from the pitcher, Wamsher. Brian Wamsher again, the junior from Springfield, Missouri, out of Kickapoo High School. Ball outside. Matter of fact, the junior from Kickapoo High School sounds pretty familiar. Newman women's basketball forward Delaney Wiley in the same Kickapoo graduating class as Brian Wamsher. Newman's women's basketball all-time leader in career blocked shots. Had three more yesterday at Emporia State, as a matter of fact. 2-1 the count here to Riley Kujawa. Newman trying to extend the inning and make this game tighter. Kujawa lifts one into shallow right center. Rounding third and coming home is Caden Dawson. First to third goes Thomas Munn. Ball rolls away towards the sideline here. Munn will slide safe at home. Two-run score for the Jets. Riley Kujawa singles. And he advances on to second. But all of a sudden, it's a four-run inning for the Jets.
Just number four, Nicholas Eli.
And the leadoff man, Nick Eli, a chance to drive in the tying run. Washburn's infield comes together here trying to rally things, but I mentioned a moment ago after reaching on the infield single, Thomas Munn, the Ichabods kind of were rattled. They were shocked to think that the runner was safe at first, and I understand some trepidation there. It was a very tight play, but Newman has taken advantage of this slight bit of wavering here in the bottom of the seventh, and it is a one-run game. Ground ball up the middle. Past the pitcher, but the throw from second base for Mervosh is in time. And that will retire the Jets, but they send eight to the plate, score four runs, three hits on an error, and leave one. But it is a one-run game heading to the eighth. 9-8, Ichabod's in front. Back in just a moment on the Newman Jets Audio Network. In Wichita, Newman strikes for four in the bottom of the seventh, but Washburn with the lead brings up Jarrett Herman to begin the eighth, and a ground ball single to the right side begins the Ichabod's inning. John Schuberg working on the mound for the Jets. He's tossed an inning and a third so far on now 18 pitches with two hits allowed. Excuse me, just one hit allowed. My apologies. Bunt shown here by Trenton Berry, and he missed the barrel. It popped out of the glove of the catcher, but strike one nonetheless. Bunt shown again. Runner goes and no throw. Swiping the bag is Herman at second, his second steal of the afternoon. The pitch was a strike, though, to Berry, and it's 0-2. And strike three called, a three-pitch K for the first out. The Ichabods get the runner over to second, but the out is recorded. Chase Luttrell next, two hits, three runs driven in, and a home run today. Grounds it to the right side, Birch throws to first, out number two. Runner moves to third. But now Newman is essentially one pitch from heading to the bottom of the eighth, still in a one-run game. Herman at third for Trey West. Pitch in for a called strike. West has reached base once today on a fielder's choice. Came around to score in that two-run sixth. And flares one out of play to the right side for strike two. Schuberg trying to get out of this quickly. Get the Jets back in the box with some momentum. 0-2 in the dirt. Stopped by Munn. Keeps Herman in place at third. Schuberg taking a moment here. And the 1-2 is low and away. So two ball, two strike count here to Trey West. West out of Baser Linwood High School. Ooh, just missed again. Full count. That one got the Jet dugout real excited down on the third base side. But it is now a 3-2 count. That one's low. Munn keeps it in front of him, and Herman scampers back to third, but now there are runners on the corners. Brings up the top of the order as well in Ian Luce, who has singled and driven in a run today. Breaking ball in for a strike. Nice pitch from Schuberg once again. Takes a look at the wristband here to make sure he's on the same page as Thomas Munn. Now he'll step off. Another check of the runner just briefly. Fires it home just low, 1-1. Runner goes to second. Ground ball right side, Birch. The glove and the low throw picked up by Dawson. Out number three. It was a low throw, but Dawson stayed with it, and the Ichabods will strand a pair here in the top of the eighth. It's 9-8 Washburn. Jets coming up once again when we return here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Bottom of the eighth in Wichita, a 9-8 Washburn lead. And a new pitcher on as well for the Ichabods. Blake Priest is the new man wearing number 28 today. He is the fourth Washburn arm we've seen this afternoon now. 6'1 redshirt senior right-hander from Enid, Oklahoma. Stops at Cowley County and Northern Oklahoma College at Tonkawa.
Colin Morris.
Colin Morris will lead it off. 2-3-4 in the Jet order. Morris, Canavino, and Kaku. So the heart of the lineup is coming. Newman trailing by just one. And a ball low. Blake Priest, one of the more veteran, trusted relievers for Washburn this season. Ball too low. Priest, one of the other Washburn arms with a zero earned run average. In one and a third innings of work, he struck out two. But probably his most high leverage appearance in the young season so far here, and he's now behind 3-0 on Colin Morris. Three-one in for a strike. Priest brings it home. Ball four low. So a leadoff walk. And one of my favorite baseball phrases from the Hall of Fame voice of the Kansas City Royals, Denny Matthews. Leadoff walk, late innings, close game. Recipe for disaster, and that's what the Jets just got gifted. Now for Anthony Canavino. Ball low and in. Canavino dances out of the way. Knee-high strike, 1-1. Anthony Canavino, 1-for-4 today. He's lined out hard to right field and grounded out to second as well. And Canavino puts one into center field. It drops right in front of Luttrell. And the Jets have two on and nobody out. And that will bring up Kanan Kaku.
Number 12, Kanan Kaku.
Kaku has walked twice, but is still in search of his first base hit today. And now with the runner in scoring position and two on the pond in general, he has a big chance here for Newman's offense. We're going to get a pinch runner. And Braden McNeil will come on and run in place of Canavino.
Number one, Braden McNeil.
So the Jets want to put a little extra speed on the bases here. Here comes the first delivery to Kanan Kaku. He shows bunt, drops it down right back to the pitcher. The play is to first and in time, but a productive play as both runners move up. And Zach Becker now with two in scoring position.
Now batting, number 33, Zach Becker.
Becker, the left-handed hitter, has been hit by a pitch and has walked. He's brought in a run today. And a base hit through the right side ties the game. McNeil rounds second, and he will score. The Newman Jets have taken the lead. Zach Becker, a two RBI single on the first pitch he saw. And it is 10-9 Newman. And still just one out.
Now batting for the Jets, number 13, Justin Birch.
And Justin Birch now with a double. Reached on an error in the seventh. He's scored twice. And we'll get another pinch runner for Zach Becker. It'll be Michael Carger, a redshirt junior from Lancaster, California. So Carger is on first base with one down here in the bottom of the eighth. Priest back on the rubber. Brings it home. Swung on it, missed. It pops out of the glove of the catcher for the Ichabods in BB. Carger stays planted at first base. 0-1 to Justin Birch. Runner goes. Popped up. Back behind second base. Carger was planted at second, and it's going to be an inning-ending double play. The hit and run was on. But that will hurt the Jets.
Who caught the ball? Second base? Or
the shortstop in Trenton Berry made the catch in place of the second baseman. And then he goes 6-3 to end the inning. But Newman takes the lead on the two RBI single by Zach Becker. It's 10-9 Jets. We head to the top of the ninth in just a moment here on the Newman Jets Audio Network. Top of the ninth here in Wichita on the MIAA Network today, brought to you by Big Corner Creative. BigCornerCreative.com designs marketing that helps you make money. It will be Jackson Mervosh to lead off the ninth for Washburn, followed by Easton Wasinger and Brant Beebe due up. John Schuberg on the hill for the Jets once again. In on the defensive lineup for the Jets, out in left field is Brett Coker in place of Anthony Canavino. First pitch skips home for ball one. Newman leading 10-9. Washburn led 9-4 in the top of the sixth, but the Jets have scored the last six in the game. Lifted foul towards the right side, and it will tail out of play. Strike one. Mervosh, one hit today, has also walked and scored a run. One from Schuberg. Just a little low and away, held up by Mervosh. 2-1. And now 3-1 as Schuberg tries to dial it back in here in the top of the ninth inning. The 3-1 stays up, a leadoff walk. And as I said, in the last half inning, leadoff walks can be critical. And Lance Spongberg is going to pop out of the Jets dugout with that and make a change on the mound. This pitching change today is brought to you by Adidas, a proud partner of Newman University Athletics. Adidas, impossible is nothing. We'll take a timeout and get you the new arm in just a moment. You're watching on the MIAA Network. New pitcher on the mound for the Newman Jets is left-hander number 17, Kellen Curtis. The 6'4 senior from Oak Point, Texas, out of Vernon College. Curtis making his fourth appearance of the season. 4 1/3 innings of work, allowing a 6.23 earned run average. 5 strikeouts on the year, 4 walks, and he inherits a runner on first and no one out in the top of the ninth. And the first batter he will face is Washburn's Easton Wasinger, who has been on base 3 times today. The single, a double, and a walk. He has scored a run and driven in another. But he will come on and try to earn the save for the Jets. Again, Newman leading 10-9. Here in the top of the ninth, one on, no one out. Bunt shown by Wasinger is outside for a ball. They say that, rather, home plate umpire Travis Olson appealed out towards second, asking if Wasinger had pulled the bat back, which was ruled to be the case. The pitch looked outside from here anyway. Regardless, it's 1-0. And now Wasinger shows bunt again, and he takes the strike this time 1-1. Bunt showed again, thrown towards Kellen. He will toss to second for one, on to first, a double play! The soft bunt landed just in front of Curtis. He goes to second for the first out, and the double play recorded. Newman one out away. It will be Brant Beebe. And Lance Spongberg is going to go to the pin again here. He needed the lefty-lefty matchup from Kellen Curtis, and he did exactly what was needed, and then some. And now Newman needs one out. And it should be Max Moreno. Indeed, it will be. But Maximus Moreno will come warm up, as this pitching change is brought to you by Newman University. At Newman, we help you discover your difference. Experience a personalized and transformative education that empowers you to make your distinctive mark in the world. To schedule a visit or to learn more, visit newmanu.edu today. Jets need one out. We'll be back in just a moment here on the MIAA Network. Two down in the top of the ninth. Lance Spongberg brings on Maximus Moreno to try and record the final out. He went to Kellen Curtis for the lefty-lefty matchup against Easton Wasinger, who bunted straight back to Curtis. He threw a dime to second base for the first out. The relay from Birch to Dawson was there for the second. And now Newman with the bases empty and needing just one out to secure the win here on Sunday afternoon. It will be Brant Beebe to step in. Max Moreno has to take off a wristband or a bracelet. Not sure what it was, but it was on his left arm. He's a right-handed pitcher. It'll be a righty-righty matchup here with two down in the top of the ninth. First delivery from Moreno, lifted foul and out of play to the right side. So it's 0-1. Moreno making his fifth appearance of the season. Line drive towards left center. It's down for a base hit in front of Colin Morris, who will field it and get it on in quickly. But the Ichabods have the tying runner on base. Now for Levi Reisenhuber. It'll be number two, Eli Dean, running at first base for the Ichabods, the freshman from Perry, Kansas, just to the east of Topeka. Right there between the state capital and Lawrence. First pitch to Reisenhuber is a called strike one. Moreno needing just one out. Washburn needing just one run. Moreno tosses to first. Back quickly is Dean on the slide. Moreno comes set. Now he'll fire back towards first again. Dean drives or dives in safely. But clearly the Jets think that Washburn might try to run here, and I think for good reason. Another check of the runner. No balls, one strike, two down. Top of the ninth inning. Moreno with the delivery. Popped up. Back behind home plate. It should stay in. And Mon on the dive. Can't quite get there. It was twisting in the wind. That would have been a tough play. Mon was there, but had to kind of give a dive at it. Regardless, it is strike two with two down, and Washburn is down to their final strike. Right-hander Moreno comes set on the rubber. The delivery is low and away, gloved by Munn. Runner stays put at first. Two ball, two strike count. Dean takes the lead at first. Moreno will toss towards him. Again, Dean back safely. Newman looking to end the weekend with a victory. Washburn trying to fight back and sweep the series. Runner goes. Pitches home. Swung on and missed. Maximus Moreno strikes out Levi Reisenhoover, and the Newman Jets win it. Trailing 9-4 in the top of the sixth, the Jets score six unanswered and claim the Sunday win. We'll take a timeout and be back here for our postgame show in just a moment. You're listening to Newman Jet Baseball.